I am a concerned Jew who is worried about what I see as foreign concepts that have infiltrated Judaism. I've noticed that in part 3 of his introduction to Moreh Nevuchim, Rambam writes that although the Chachamim had a mystical tradition, it became lost through time, was never written down. How does he reconcile this with the shaky belief that the Zohar was written by Rav Shimon bar Yochai? In the interest of brevity, I won't list the many refutations that I find of the Zohar's supposed Tanaic origin. I will show, though, that this business of L'shem Yichud, unifying the Holy One with his Shekhinah, God forbid, sounds completely idolatrous. I've even heard stories that the Shekhinah is in exile with the Jewish people. This, coupled with the 10 spheros, does damage to the unquestionable, indescribable unity of God, and even suggests that God is made up of multiple entities, and or that the Shekhinah is a goddess. Furthermore, Zoharic concepts of things such as Gilgul Neshamas have been directly refuted by Sadia Gaon, and indirectly, according to my past readings, by the Rambam, two direct purveyors of the Masorah. I realize and fear that the inevitable conclusion I can draw from realizing the Zohar to be a fabrication is that any rabbi who bases his Torah on it has in fact expounded on fabrication. I am not a rebellious or arrogant person. I desire emes and would like to understand what a more educated rabbi's take is on the issue. Anonymous from New York. Okay, there are a few topics here that you touch on. First of all, the authorship of the Zohar is something that has been the discussion of Gedolei Yisrael. There are those that believe intrinsically that the Zohar that was rediscovered by Rav Moshe de Leon in the 1300s was in fact the work of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. There are those Gedolim who followed him that questioned that, either totally or as the Yavetz, Rav Yaakov Emden, said that even though in general he also believed that the Zohar was compiled by Rav Shimon bar Yochai, but that there had been many additions added that were not from Rav Shimon bar Yochai. There's a sefer, I don't remember by who, I think by Rabbi Kasher, that shows that the Rambam himself, even though he said that the mystical tradition was lost through time, was never written down, wasn't lost completely, and the Rambam himself brings down things that their source is in the Zohar. Obviously the Rambam does not quote the Zohar, but he quotes these traditions that were oral traditions that were not actually written down or revealed till the time of Rav Moshe de Leon, but were oral traditions before that and were in the hands of other Rishonim also. Your idea of L'shem Yichud, yes, the note of Yehuda in a tshuva also opposes the saying of L'shem Yichud, which is formulated by the early Hasidim, but he has other reasons why. But your idea that the Shekhinah sounds like a goddess or whatever, what you said, you heard stories that the Shekhinah is in exile, it's not a story, it's a Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah says the following, that Chavivim Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu shebechol makom shegalu shechina imahem. Golul Mitzrayim, Shechina imahem. Golul Lebavel, Shechina imahem. Va'af kishem asidim ligoyo, Shechina imahem. Gemara in Megillah, Chavtes Lamed Aleph. The Shechina is not a goddess. It is God's presence as we perceive it, as we feel it. And therefore, the Shechina is perceived. God is everywhere. And God is one. But where we perceive God's presence isn't different than the Beis HaMikdash. There was a concentration of the being able to feel God's presence in that place. And so too, that feeling goes with us into Galus or whatever. It's from our perspective. It's not from God's perspective. Same thing with the Spheros. The Spheros are not different emanations of God, but they are descriptions of God's functioning within the world, of how it affects us and how we see the various attributes of God. They are not independent God things. They're all part of God's unity. It's only how we perceive them. That's basically the idea of the Esser Spheros, in a way that makes it compatible with our belief and the foundation of Yiddishkeit, that God is one. And the idea that the Gilgul Neshamos, right, is refuted by Sadia Gaon, that also was a machlokus, whether Gilgul Neshamos is a Jewish concept or not. Obviously, those that believe in the Zohar, the sources there are clear that there is such a thing as Gilgul Neshamos. I even saw a book that's yet to come out that says that Rav Sadia Gaon was not against Gilgul Neshamos. What real Gilgul is, he spoke about Ha'atokas Neshamos, and there's a difference between Ha'atokas Neshamos, which is more like reincarnation, and Gilgul Neshamos, which is not mamish reincarnation. All of these things, if you understand them properly, are not really real questions in the foundations of Yiddishkeit. If you misunderstand them, then they could be heresy. So in each thing, you should seek out a Rav who is familiar with these things and have him explain to you what they really are and why, if they're understood properly, are not problematic.